Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the different good actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us to do. In other words, the different varieties that we have as far as good a'mal are concerned. Like we have different varieties of foods, different varieties of things in this world. So like that Allah ta'ala in His kindness to us, He didn't only give us one action to do and we have to do that one action all the time. Allah ta'ala has made it possible for us the different things we can do, different varieties He has put in front of us. In other words, sometimes a person gets an opportunity to do one action, he does it. He gets another opportunity to do another action, he does another action. He gets an opportunity to do a third action, he does it. So all the time he's got an opportunity to invest as far as his akhirat is concerned. So today's hadith, عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه أن ناسا قالوا يا رسول الله ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور يصلون كما نصلي ويصومون كما نصوم ويتصدقون بفضول أموالهم قال وليس قد جعل الله لكم ما تصدقون به إن بكل تسبيحة صدقة وكل تكبيرة صدقة وكل تحميدة صدقة وكل تهليلة صدقة وأمر بالمعروف صدقة ونهي عن المنكر صدقة وفي بضع أحدكم صدقة قالوا يا رسول الله أيأتي أحدنا شهوته ويكون له فيها أجر قال أرأيتم إن وضعها في حرام أكان عليه وزر وكذلك إن وضعها في الحلال كان له أجر رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrates that some people said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wealthy have taken all the rewards. Now look at this complaint that the poor sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. They were poor, they didn't have this ability to give sadaqah. They came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they want a higher standard of living. Not to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they want higher income. Not to toy or to burn tires or to do anything funny. They were poor people, but they came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they can't give sadaqah. Can you imagine what was their thinking? That we can't give. Not that we can't get, we can't give. This was the actual complaint of the poor people of Madinah Sharif. So can you imagine what the thinking was? The whole thinking was akhirat. That even the poor is worried, I can't give. So here the hadith mentions that they said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wealthy have taken all the rewards. They offer salah as we do. They fast as we do. But they can give extra wealth in charity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, has Allah ta'ala not given you something which you could give in charity? Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this was his style. He pacified them also. He also accommodated them. That every person is welcome in my ummah. Every person in my ummah has an opportunity. So he tells them that has Allah ta'ala not given you something which you could give in charity? Every glorification of Allah ta'ala is charity. Every time you say subhanallah, that subhanallah is charity. Every time you say, you express the greatness of Allah, that is charity. You say Allahu Akbar. Every time you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is charity. Every time you proclaim the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is charity. Commanding good is charity. Forbidding evil is charity. Engaging in relationship with your wife is also charity. Now this hadith is showing us different avenues that a person can do to get good deeds. So many different ways. You can say subhanallah, you can say alhamdulillah, you can say Allahu Akbar. And here also then hadith mentions that a person is encouraging somebody to do good, that is also charity. He's forbidding somebody from doing something wrong, that is also charity. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that having relationship with your wife is also charity. The sahaba asked, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if any one of us fulfills his passions, is he rewarded for it? They found this a little bit strange. The person is fulfilling his desires, but yet he is getting rewarded for it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, if he were to have illicit relations, if he were to fulfill his desires in a haram manner, would there be any sin against him? Similarly, so this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put a question towards sahaba, that if he had to go towards haram, would he have got sin? Naturally, he would have got sin even towards haram. So like that, if he were to have lawful halal relations, Allah Ta'ala will give him reward for it. It's not that Allah Ta'ala only gives guna on one side and no sawab. Allah Ta'ala gives sawab also. It shows the kindness, the clemency and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is something that we should never ever lose focus of. Never ever lose focus on the mercy, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple, simple things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give us a reward for, to such an extent that in a halal manner, a person is fulfilling his desires and his needs. Even that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give a reward for. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.